Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch, and this is the recording of my blog post for tomorrow afternoon's full moon in Pisces. This full moon is going to be super powerful and magical. If you're wanting to know more about Rising Moon Astrology, visit me at risingmoonastrology.com. Enjoy the recording. The moon is already illuminating the night sky as she waxes toward full. If she seems larger and more luminous than usual, she is. Tomorrow's full moon is also a supermoon, the first of three we will experience over the next month. The moon is closer to Earth now, tugging at us with more power. She will not be ignored, not now. Tomorrow we greet the full moon in Pisces, last sign of the zodiac, sign of mysticism, of poetry, of magic. Pisces is the energy that shows us we are linked to all that is and entices us to merge with something greater than our small selves. Full moons illuminate. This full moon's light will be bright indeed, but we may not see it directly. The light of this moon may be filtered through water, mist, or magic. The Pisces energy is amplified because Neptune, the ruler of Pisces, sits very close to the moon. These two together will be irresistible, making this a full moon overflowing with dreams, visions, and inspiration, as well as glamour and temptation. There are other forces in play. The sun opposite the moon rests in Virgo. One of the earth signs, Virgo is practical, has a good head for detail, and likes to be organized. But Virgo is more than a fussy compulsive. Virgo is a healer, a shaman deeply rooted in the earth. Virgo is the perfect balance to Pisces, where Pisces is cosmic and diffuse. Virgo is individual and detailed. Also there, to help the sun balance the magical power of moon plus Neptune, we see Jupiter, the great expander, the bringer of luck and good fortune, sitting close to the sun. At this full moon, with her unique and powerful signature, intention is everything. We might connect deeply with wells of creative inspiration we barely knew were there. We could experience a breakthrough in our spiritual practice. Emotional clarity and insights are possible. Magic and visions can take us farther than ever. But if we've been seeking oblivion, losing ourselves in addictive behaviors, denial, or empty fantasy, we could find ourselves on the brink, seeing less than optimal possibilities before us and presented with a difficult choice. Saturn, Lord of Boundaries, remains at the very powerful end of Scorpio. He squares the full moon from the realm of shadow, reminding us it's not all fun and games, not all sweetness and light. It's a wide square, and we're lucky it is. Any more Saturn in Scorpio could make the mystery of this full moon darker than we might like. At this full moon, all is not airy-fairy. The sun and the moon, after all, are our core energies, head and heart, yin and yang, the mountain and the cave. In addition, Venus and Mars are close together in Leo. We are strongly, passionately connected now to our values and our power. Whatever we see, feel, and intuit at this full moon, we're meant to apply to our everyday lives. We are offered visions we can live and possibly not live without. As always, check where this full moon falls in your birth chart. You'll want to know which house in your chart this moon falls in, and looking across the wheel, where the sun is as well. Also check anything in your chart in and around 6 degrees, especially in the mutable signs of Virgo, Pisces, Gemini, and Sagittarius, and also in water and earth signs. The places where this full moon illuminates your chart will help you know where you might feel its effects most strongly. Or you could listen to your dreams. This is a dreamer's moon, a moon for visionaries and poets and all those who see beyond the normal senses. Magic will be strong. We may not always be sure what we're seeing. We can instead follow our hearts. I'll close with a quote from E.M. Forster's novel, Howard's End. Only connect. That was the whole of her sermon. Only connect the prose and the passion, and both will be exalted, and human love will be seen at its height. Live in fragments no longer. This is Mary Pat Lynch for Rising Moon Astrology at the full moon in Pisces of August 29th, 2015.